things I wish I learned in my 20s. Like, yes, we all the one listen in our 20s. Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I apologize if my voice sounds a bit iffy. I don't know. I have a bit of a scratchy throat. So hopefully that won't deter me too much from getting this episode done and out on time. But yes, welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are doing great. I am Pyro. And this week is a bit of a different topic, if I can put it that way, because I have this tendency to speak about things that are more productivity based, more mental health based, more not physical than things usually are. So I would speak about feelings and emotions and things like that. And I realized this week I actually speak about something more physical, something more seen. And in last week's episode, I mentioned going to an Essence event, which basically sparked this entire episode. So if you haven't heard that one, I strongly suggest you go listen to it. It's nothing major. That episode is also fairly short, so it shouldn't take you long. But in Essence, ironically enough, it is a makeup company that held an event that I went to, and I was not very confident in my skills, which was one of the reasons why I went to the event. But challenging myself to go to the event was last week's topic. Dealing with that is this week's topic, because I used to do my own makeup and it was never a lot because I was never taught to do it. My mother doesn't wear makeup, my older sisters weren't really into that, and I just never got into it. So I didn't have any good examples. My aunt would slap some lipstick on my lips and my cheeks and call it the day. So I didn't really have someone to teach me step by step what to do. And also the age gap between my older girl cousins and myself was quite large. So when they were into makeup, I wasn't. And that's just how it was. So I felt a little bit behind, and that's okay. But it's something I eventually knew I needed to figure out on my own, which I eventually did. But at university, I remember wearing makeup occasionally, never to class, always when I was like going out. But once it started getting complicated and expensive, that's when I was like, oh no, 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 no. Because by about 2016, that's really when makeup artists and things took off on YouTube. And that was around the time period I started working, and I was like, my money's got more important jobs to do than do this. So I didn't. But fast forward a few years later, my sister has a matric ball, and I'm just like, okay, cool, what do you need? Because she's doing her own makeup. So we got her some palettes and things, she had some brushes, and we were like, okay, cool, let's do this, let's see what it takes. And as I bought her those things, she didn't really wear makeup or use it a lot, but I was like, oh, let's play, because that's what I'd see it as. It's like playing. And that sparked my love of just playing with makeup, see what works. Can I copy something else that someone's done in terms of makeup? And I fell back in love with it because I fell out of the basic self-care things, and knowing that I was going to be wearing makeup made me upgrade my skincare. And it also helps because if you have good skin, you don't need a lot of makeup to enhance your face. So getting into the good skincare helped me play around with the makeup, and that helped me actually figure out what I like to do, what is a good basic routine, what is something I can just throw on and go. And most of the times I don't really do much, but I wasn't confident in my skills, even though I'd been playing around with it for about 2 years now. And that was when the event came around, and I was like, this is a golden opportunity for me to get an expert to help me. And that's exactly what I did. I took all my supplies with me. I had a bag of it, and I went to the event. I had the assistant there like show me the ropes, and I showed it like, these are all the Essence products I own, and majority of them were Essence products. And she showed me like, okay, you have this, you have this, you have this, this is how you use it, this is how you work with it, don't mix this with that, it's not gonna work, all those kinds of things. And she spent a long time doing my face. Not because my face needed it, but because she was actually taking her time to explain the products, explain the uses, show me how to do it, showed me the technique I needed to use to apply it. And that gave me confidence when doing my own makeup because I had the expert teach me what to do, and I recorded the entire thing. So if I ever need the references, I just go back to the video and watch it. And that has been the best learning opportunity for me, because even just going out to the shop, if I have a couple minutes, I will throw on some mascara, maybe do some eyeshadow. If I have more time, I'll add some foundation or tinted skincare, something like that. Even just going to a friend of mine, she actually paid me such a compliment. I did my makeup in a rush, ran out the door. My mom dropped me off by her and my sister came to fetch me like an hour or so later. But she complimented me on my makeup and I was like, I actually forgot I had it on because I did it in such a rush. But it looked so good. Like, not to brag, but I just enjoyed doing it. I enjoyed the process. I had so much fun that I just absolutely loved it. And doing my own makeup, I learned I needed to do more research and experiment with looks and things like that. But as fun as it has been to learn from other people, there are times, like going to the event, where you need a guiding hand to just help you on the right path. And that is the lesson I learned from this entire thing. Sometimes we need help. I'm not good at asking for help, but sometimes we need it. Like if you are going to start a fitness journey, maybe consulting with an expert in that field can help you figure out where you need to go. Because yes, maybe you are doing all the exercises you found, but you're not losing weight. And it's like, okay, maybe you don't need a fitness expert. Maybe you need a nutritionist because that's where you lack. Or that's where you need help. Same thing. It's the same if you have financial issues. Maybe going to an accountant can help you get a better grip on where's your money going out, where's it coming in, how you're using it. They can give you advice and then maybe even help you put up a budget, and then you can go home and maintain it yourself. But that's the thing. Sometimes you need professional help. And the good thing about living in today's age is that you can find it for free online, yes. But we all know someone who knows someone who can give us advice or help us for maybe a discount or maybe just out of the goodness of their heart. And you won't know until you ask. So maybe just do that. Find someone you can trust to help and guide you. Because sometimes the best things you learn from other people. And not just through trial and error that you wished you'd learned much earlier without the bruises and the bumps. One thing I tend to do is fiddle with something until I figure it out. And there have been many sleepless nights spent doing this. But unfortunately, they've all been worth it. Like, there's nothing I regret about staying up late to figure out something. And it's because of the feeling of accomplishment I get at the end of the day. Because I've struggled with things that other people are actually experts in. But no, I want to just fiddle with it until I figure it out. Because seeing the result that you want is such a good feeling. I don't even want to say it, but you know what I get. Like, there's such a euphoric feeling about it that it can't be compared to other things. Like, yeah, getting something is cool, but like earning something is better. And I do still struggle with asking for help, and I'm getting better at it. But I think it's because that feeling is so embedded in me that I don't want to. So don't be like me. Ask for help. Find an expert, or even just Google. YouTube has so many incredible people who are teaching things online for absolutely nothing. Which, in my opinion, if you're gonna watch something on YouTube, watch the ads just so that you can give the person that is teaching you the thing a little bit of ad revenue. I always do it. I actually, this is a side note. I watched a video the other day and I was making notes. And then an ad came on and I let the ad play. I checked the ad because I'm like, yo, this is taking a while. The ad was 22 minutes long. The video I was watching was 17 minutes long. I got up and walked away and let the ad play. That person earned that revenue and I hope they got paid a lot. Like, please bless them, because oh my word, that actually threw me for a curveball. Anyway, back to the regularly scheduled things. Don't be like me. Learn. Do better. Be better. I always say this every week. It's not easy to ask for help, but do it. It'll be the best thing you do because it's going to save you like 5 years of your life. Learning things now will always be better than learning them later. No one can tell me different. I know people hate learning things, especially those cringy clickbaity videos. It's like, things I wish I learned in my 20s. Like, yes, we all don't want to listen in our 20s. So when we get to 30, we're just like, oh, I wish I listened. So now we listen to advice from people who are like 40. Great, do that. But learn the lesson now that older people regret not listening. So just start listening. Do that. Find someone that can help you with whatever your issues are and start working on them now. Because the thing is, like all good investments, they take time. Some skills are going to take practice, but everything will take consistency. So if you keep at it, you'll eventually get there. Okay? I also struggle with consistency, but we're not talking about that now. I will finish this off with the song of the week, which is a throwback to like the 2000s? And it's actually a song from High School Musical 2, the movie. Fun fact, I was at a Cash Converters and I bought secondhand CDs. This was one of them. It was $3. Best $3 I've ever spent. And it's the High School Musical 2 CD, so that is the artist. The song is called Work This Out. It's for anyone who's got a vivid memory. It's the one where they're dancing in the kitchen. It's really, really funny. I love that. It's such a cool movie. And I debated this with my siblings, where the one said the first one is the best, the other one said the third one is the best, and I'm just like, the second one's the best. So we're all gonna just agree to disagree. My opinion is the second one is the best. And Miley's cameo is awesome, but I digress. The song Work This Out is the song of the week because that is genuinely what you need to do. Work out what you need to do. Find the people that can help you do that and then actually listen to the advice. Implement it and consistently work on it. I don't take my own advice. Shut up. It's fine. Okay? Just leave me alone. But do that. Don't be like me. Listen to me and you'll be better off. So, on that back and forth note, I swear I'm getting sick because I can't do this. Oh, I'm leaving that in there. Enjoy. That is it. I'm done. As per usual, be better than me by keep being a better being. And I'll see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.